The Dave McGillivray Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGillivrayFoundation.org for more information.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ruin Saucer to head. Here's Krug. Two on one. Over the line. Left side into the left circle. Lost the puck at the last second. Then poke check to the near corner. Pasternak back of the net. He'll wrap it to the near point. Krug tees it up. Fires. He scores! With a blast at the high slot, he whistles it by Chris Drieger, and the Boston Bruins sweep the Sunshine State with a 2-1 overtime victory over the Panthers.
And that was a call from Judd Surratt here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Say this, Mass, as we go into hour two of Agenda Free Friday, brought to you by the Bernardi Auto Group here on Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings. I'm enjoying the crap out of this Bruins season, and I thought there'd be no way that I would be able to engage in a regular season after the way that ended last year and what I thought the team would be and everything. But I saw the story the other day that their TV ratings are way up, and they should be.
50%.
I never thought that I would have this entertaining and I don't know what other adjective to use, but just, you know, sort of entertaining and meaningful season that we've had. I've enjoyed the crap out of it.
Yeah, and I was just, you beat me to it, because I was just going to say, you're not alone. Their ratings are up 50%, 49%, I think, actually, but you, same deal. Like, really, I think they're that kind of team, though. They're fun to watch. They play at a fast pace. They win. You know, they have compelling players. Like, they're a fun team to watch.
Okay, so we'll continue on that if you want, but we do have to get to the Brady watch, because I do think there are more developments. Murray's been mentioning that mystery team from Jeremy Fowler and that report on Get Up this morning. That, Maz, is, like I said earlier, this has all the trappings of just this classic big-time free agent hunt. And, you know, in the 32 years I've been here, and the, you know, 25 years I've been doing this, and you've been doing this just as long. We've all covered them before. Whether you mentioned Roger Clemens before, that's a good one. You know, I've done ones like, I can't remember. You know, Patriots players, Deion Branch, et cetera, et cetera. Like, this has all the markings where you've got rumors and innuendo and false flags and agents and teams sending people on goose chases and, you know, sort of setting agendas through the media. We've got media members who are, you know, in one camp or the other, and those media members getting a little snippy with each other and challenging each other, which I love, especially since I'm not involved in it. I'm no longer in those trenches. That makes it all the more entertaining, but we're getting that. We're getting, now the thing that you mentioned, the Jeremy Fowler report, a mystery team. Is that not like one, free agent nonsense 101 when the players camp floats out mystery team? So how do you read the mystery team from Jeremy Fowler?
Okay, I always think the mystery team is full of crap. I think 90% of the time it is. Maybe more.
Best example, I'm sorry, just to jump in, with Scott Boras with Jason Veritek. Didn't he throw out the mystery team from Jason Veritek, and the Red Sox bought it? And the Red Sox bought into it and overpaid on Veritek? Didn't that happen in that negotiation?
So I don't remember specifically, but probably.
I think it was.
Boras is notorious for it. He's done it, the way they should have done it when he was conducting the thing, to say there were three teams involved: the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Orioles, and Boras, because he always made up the fourth team. You know, it was always some mystery nonsense. And I said 90%. The reality is, I think 95, 98, 99% of the time it's complete bullcrap. But there is that very small percent of time where there's a team they go, what? Where did they come from? How did that happen? Like, you don't see it coming. So in this case, though, I don't buy it. I think it's bullcrap. I don't think there is a mystery team.
So that's unfortunate. I wish there were. I wish there were. I wish we get to the 18th, and all of a sudden here comes, I don't know. If it were a mystery team, who would it be? Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, that's probably the closest. Yeah, I would say that's a good guess at who it could be, yes.
How about one that Jimmy is the only person I've heard mention?
Oh, the Rams.
Yeah.
Oh, I would so want Jimmy to be right.
It's another good one.
Oh, that's a great one. Mystery team, the Rams. He's the only one that has said Rams. And again, the interest is on from Brady's side more than the team. But if Brady says to the team, hey, you got a shot at me, does then suddenly, you know, McVay and Snead, the GM out there, start to figure out how to get it done with Goff's contract, which feels like it's unmovable. But anyway, so I just love the story, like, because the bullcrap's flying. Like Jeff Howe, who I think is, you know, a pretty embedded team reporter, right? Like, I think he generally has the team's point of view covered and sourced. He's got a story today. Headline, jump on that bandwagon. Quarterback guru insists Jared Stidham will star for the Patriots. So he's got this whole story pumping up Jared Stidham. And he's quoting Jordan Palmer, who has worked with Stidham's longtime throwing coach, worked as Stidham's longtime throwing coach, believes the Patriots already have another franchise quarterback in their system. Quote, to be clear, I think he's a star, and he's going to be a big-time franchise quarterback, Palmer said, unprompted. What do you mean unprompted?
Yeah.
What does that mean? You just bumped into him at the coffee shop?
Exactly.
He called out of the blue.
Yeah, I got the email with the talking points the day before.
All right, so, like, that's the team, right? That's the team saying to Brady or anyone else, we got our guy. We got our guy. We have leverage. We're covered. We've got a franchise guy already. All right, so, like, you know. Bullcrap. Mystery team, bullcrap. Jeff Darlington, Brady guy, probably overstating Brady's market. The Patriots guys are probably understating it, right? And so I love this back and forth. It happens in every one of these, Maz, these big-time free agency things or player movement things. So I just love it. And if you're watching the NBC Sports Boston simulcast, you're seeing these comments from this Palmer guy. He can spin it as good as anyone in the league. He actually said this, that he can spin it as good as anybody in the league. Can you believe this?
I know, I saw that. Yeah, and again, I mean, I don't know if you want to get into the mechanics of these stories or not. I'm willing to bet someone in the Patriots organization said, hey, Jeff, you know, you should think about talking to Jordan Palmer. You should give him a call because, you know what, he's really high on Stidham, and he might be able to tell you some stuff that you didn't know.
Oh, my God, there's advanced video metrics. The focus for Jarrett was velocity, so he gained 11% velocity over 2 months. 11% velocity gain, Maz, over 2 months.
You want to clear your throat now or later? And by the way, I should just make it clear, I don't blame Jeff Howe. I'd write the story, too.
Right, exactly. I don't mean to, like, again, I'm not dumping on Howe. It's like, you know, you have your sources from one side, the other guy's sources from the other side, and so you play up to that side, and this is, and we here in the middle, we here on the sidelines, I should say, get to benefit from all of it. I love it. It's so, oh, Maz, I mean, you were in those trenches. I was in those trenches. It's so much better being where I'm sitting, quarantined in Wellesley, picking it, you know, picking my side and just picking my way through it. It's so much better.
Oh, look, after a couple of years when I get a little older and had a little more experience, I almost called people and said, use me.
Whore here, hello.
All right, so talk about the media snipping. I feel like we and Bedard have a good back and forth going. Now, we could easily call Bedard and get him on the phone and have him clarify stuff and give us his opinion, but why? It's so much better for him to listen to us and then take a shot at us in this print, and it's so much better for us to read his print and then take a shot of him, shot at him on the radio. So let's just, I mean, don't get him on. Why do that? Why ruin that? Let's just snip at each other through the show, right? That's much, so much better, right?
Yeah, no, we don't want to defuse it.
No, let's keep the fuse lit. So Bedard writes about Brady's market, and he thinks it's not what Brady thinks it is. Okay, so he starts his column with sort of, you know, the report started apparently with Jimmy Stewart from Felger and Maz and continued with Tom Curran and Karen Garigian. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick talked, and it quote-unquote didn't go well. Adam Schefter said it was business as usual. Bedard says, I can confirm that there was a conversation, although the date isn't exactly clear. Beyond that, I can't tell you much. Why? Because, writes Bedard, I can't trust what either side is saying because they each have their bias. I can tell you this much. It ain't the Patriots saying it didn't go well, and it ain't Brady saying it's business as usual, right? So that's sort of obvious. He's parsing through the sides as well. He says this is all a very dangerous game because the stakes are very high for those involved directly in this. There's a ton at stake. Each side wants its own outcome, and they want to win the public relations side of it. So here Bedard goes. What do I believe? He says, I continue to think that Brady's camp has the most to lose in all this. This whole thing, from the house selling to the moving to Brady's attitude this past season, has been engineered to get Brady what he wants, whether that's with the Patriots, which is preferred, or elsewhere. He wants respect, weapons, some coin, and a chance to win another title. Brady has been marching to this free agency for months, and he can't afford to be a dud or to not deliver. He could wind up with retirement as the best option in that case. He says, that's why I think his camp, Brady's camp, is responsible for a lot of the leaks. He's trying to create a market when there really isn't a robust one. Okay. He says his agents came back from the combine after all that rumor mongering. And if Brady was dead set on leaving, if he hated Belichick and knew a preferred destination was going to snatch him up, why say anything? Why not just stay silent? Be polite to the Patriots when they call, and then tell them to go pound sand when free agency opens. Why not do that? So, do you buy that, Maz, that they went out to the combine, found that the market really wasn't there? This is why we're hearing from Brady's camp. We're hearing the phone call didn't go well. We're hearing from the Jeff Darlingtons about the eight teams with interest. You know, we're hearing about the San Francisco thing, which I know Burt Breer has also said originated with Brady soliciting them, not the other way around. Do you buy into that?
Yes, I do, a good chunk of it. And when I say a good chunk of it, I'm not telling you there's no market for Brady, but I don't think there are eight teams interested in him either. It might be a couple, which is, by the way, again, I've said this consistently, which is all he needs. But I do think that Brady's camp is doing an awful lot of gum flapping. Yes.
So he says the truth is...
What about you?
Let me read it first. The truth is there isn't much of a market. At least not with teams really. At least not with teams Brady really wants to or would play for. Okay, so that's where I'm at, Maz. And I said this the other day. My answer to your question is, I think his market is robust with teams that he doesn't want to play for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if that's parsing it, excuse me. But you know, I think he could go to Tampa or the Chargers or the Raiders or one of these teams, get his 2 years, $60 million, 3 years, $90 million. And so the market is robust for places he doesn't want to be at, which doesn't do him any good because I think the Patriots will dare him to go there. All right, you want 3 years, $100 million? Good luck in Tampa. And Brady ain't going to go. And Brady ain't going to go. He's not going to go to Tampa. And he's going to go play for Anthony Lynn? No way. Okay, Vegas, I think, has a chance, Maz. I know you haven't totally ruled Vegas out. I think Gruden has a chance to woo him. Between Gruden and Mayock, I think they have a chance to sell him. But it's a long shot. So I think he has a robust market from teams that he wouldn't go to. And this is why, you know, Bedard just floated there too. And this was always my leader in the clubhouse. And I've been made to change it because of Brady's been so strong about it. But maybe retirement still is on the table. It's like 3 years, $100 million, great situation in Tampa, or the same crap back here. Well, I don't want to do either. I don't want to do either. I don't want to come back here under the same conditions. I was miserable the last couple of years. I'm not doing that again. And my family doesn't like it here. But Tampa? I'm not doing that either. So you know what? Forget it. Forget it. I'm going to retire. Like that. I always thought that was a possibility. Maybe that's becoming one again.
Well, you know what? When I read Bedard, I thought the same thing. I said, I wouldn't rule out that scenario. That now, look, and if you were to sort of go through the teams and you say, would I say no, absolutely? Would I say, maybe? Or would I say yes? Almost all of them are either no or meh. The only one that I'm really a hard yes on is Tennessee.
Okay, and Greg says this. League sources expect the Titans to lock in Ryan Tannehill at some point at a cheaper rate, thanks to the Brady leverage, comma, although that could change. Way to couch it, big boy. I mean, really, of course it could change. But he's saying his sources, league sources, expect the Titans to lock in Ryan Tannehill. Now, see, and I'm not calling Greg out. I don't know what his sources are. Feels like they're on both sides. But that, to me, is a typical Patriot thing to say. And I don't mean Patriot. A typical team thing to say. Well, you know that. You know what's going on in Tennessee. I wouldn't be surprised if they're just using you, Tommy, to leverage their guy. And you know, so who knows on that one? But that's the first I've heard of that the Tennessee thing could be pure leverage to what, lock in Ryan Tannehill.
If that's true, that's the most insulting thing that I've ever heard. And if I'm Tom Brady, if that were to happen, I would never talk to Mike Vrabel again. You're dead to me.
Brutal.
Seriously.
Agreed. And then Bedard says, finally, and then where is that going to leave him if Tennessee's off the table? The 49ers? Really? if that team was really interested in Brady and that was their plan and communicated that to Brady, they would have told Brady's camp to shut up about it. They certainly would have told reporters to keep pumping it. So, you know, and he wrote a whole other thing today that San Fran doesn't have to deny it. I disagree with that. Has San Fran said anything today? Anything from Lynch or Shanahan?
Not that I've seen.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I disagree with Greg on that. But anyway, question to the people. Do you think Brady's market is really depressed? Do you think it's possible he really has no market? Your thoughts right after this.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz. Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
This, like, whole Tom Brady thing is obviously not going away. Imagine that. So we've heard the Niners, the Raiders, the Chargers, the Patriots, and the Titans. They've all come up as possible destinations for Brady. Yeah. So what are you hearing about the Titans?
Well, Nicole, I'm told that as of right now, the Titans believe that they have a pretty good shot to land Tom Brady in a head-to-head against the Patriots. I'm also told that there's a third mystery team that is pretty firmly in the mix here. I don't think it's the 49ers right now. We know some teams like the Colts and the Bucks are expected to big game hunt for quarterbacks, so we'll see how that shakes out. But the Titans, they're dealing with Ryan Tannehill, who they value, but he wants a lot of money coming off leading the league in passer rating. It might be up to $30 million a year. So they're trying to figure out their options with him and Tom Brady at the same time, but they do like their chances.
So there's a Jeremy Fowler thing. Twofold. Titans feel they have a good chance, and mystery team. You know, Maz, you ask me what I think. I mean, I just give you an answer because, you know, Stewart demands it. I really have no idea. And I think this is what's so great about this story, is that there's so many people who really have no idea.
No, none of us do.
You know, and that's why that's one of the reasons why I think it's just so fabulous. And we're less than 2 weeks. Most important player of our lifetime, or maybe any lifetime, might be switching teams, and no one freaking knows.
No, so look, all I'm saying is, though, if you go through the list of suitors, right, potential suitors, and I were to say to you, Tampa Bay, yes, no, or eh. What would you say?
No.
Okay. Vegas.
Meh.
Okay. Chargers.
Meh.
Rams.
Yes.
Okay. Titans.
So when I say yes, a place that Brady would go to.
Yeah.
Okay. So
the Titans are really the only lock, and you only need one dancing partner.
Right. So that's sort of, now my only point is this. I'm not telling you I know where he's going. I'm just telling you.
But I mean, you have to be clear. When I say no to Tampa, Tampa, I think, really wants him. And I think Tampa's going to pay through the nose. I think
sure.
There's no chance that he goes there. That's what I'm saying.
Right. So, but this is sort of the point, is that it has to be the perfect situation. It's going to be where they want him, he wants them, and there's a potential of it happening either from the coach, or they need a quarterback or whatever. The only one that I am a hard yes on is Tennessee. I think Tennessee's absolutely interested. And again, I'm not telling you I know anything. I'm just saying, if you were to ask me my opinion, I think Tennessee's legit. The Niners, meh. Chargers, meh. Rams, meh. You know, Dallas, meh. Tampa, no. Right? So, at the end of the day, all these teams have been linked to Brady. Do I think they're all serious suitors? No, I don't. Do I think Tennessee is? Yes, and that's all he needs.
Okay.
That's all he needs is one.
T-minus 12 freaking days. Sean and Quincy, go ahead.
Hey, I was listening to you guys. I think Brady most likely is going to go to the Lions, and this is why. Okay, if Brady goes to the Lions, Matt Stafford will get released, okay? Then Matt Stafford go to the Patriots. Then the Lions could pick up Gronk and Edelman.
Okay, let me just cut you off before you go too far, okay? Let me just stop you right there.
Trade for Gronk.
So go ahead. But Detroit is a mystery team.
No, I'd be willing to buy Dallas as the mystery team.
Yep, and it's no because there's no shot of Brady going to Detroit, right?
Yeah, I don't see that. No.
But that doesn't mean they can't be the mystery team. They could be a team that's interested that, you know, and that his side is leaking out.
I mean, you do know, Murray, the whole point of the mystery team is a team that we haven't thought of. So it's got to be a team where you would originally go, no. Here's Mike in Marblehead. Go ahead, Mike.
I'm going to tell you why the Buffalo Bills to me make the most sense.
Hang up on you. Nope, that one I'm not going to allow. Yeah. Besides, I'm not going to allow Buffalo.
Besides, Brady's already got the win record there.
He wouldn't even be able to finish the sentence before Giselle filed for divorce.
He's out. Nope, I'm sorry, caller. I don't mean to hang up on you, but I'm not going to allow Buffalo. I'll allow Detroit to get out over the air. And before I hang up on you, I'm not even going to get you through a low before I let you say Buffalo. Here's Spencer and Georgia. Go ahead, Spencer.
Yeah, I think the mystery team's retirement. He's going to spend 12 days with Super G and the kids in Costa Rica for the next 12 days, and she's going to be putting her sales presentation. It's going to be, let's pop TB12, let's go to your next part of your career. And you got to think, you know, that conversation he had with Bill Belichick, it was Bill saying, you know, I'm actually thinking $20 million 1 year is too high for you.
Yep.
You don't show up to OTAs. You're a pain in the ass. You're 43 years old. Don't talk to me about pliability and hydration. You're 43, man.
Yeah, and this is what I thought originally, and I've sort of backed off on it because Brady's been so strong about continuing to play. And he still is. You know, like I think it'd be a real shock if he retired at this point. But I originally thought that was the leader in the clubhouse because – he'd be faced with going to a team he doesn't want to go to or the same old here. And so where does that leave him? Yeah, I mean, you want good players around you. You want a market contract. You want a team that's going to love and respect you. But you have to go to Tampa to do it. You can stay here, but they're going to screw you around on the contract. Bill's going to fart into the receiver when he finally calls you 2 weeks before free agency. You're not going to like the pieces around you, and your family doesn't like living here. And it's going to be the same old. So, where are you?
He ain't retiring. Don't delude yourself into this. He does not cut that commercial to air in the Super Bowl for Hulu, which ends with him saying, I'm not going anywhere.
It's true. You're right.
He ain't going anywhere.
I mean, what's a bigger loss for him, coming back to New England on a one-year deal or retiring?
I'm sorry, I missed the first part. What's a bigger what?
What's a bigger loss?
Retiring.
In other words, given all this hype, he's going to go to market. He's going to be a free agent. Coming back to the Patriots on a one-year deal or having to retire because he doesn't want to come back to New England on the one-year deal.
He looks like a bigger puss if he goes back to New England.
That's what I think,
He
looks like a bigger puss if he goes back. Retirement, Murray, he can spin this in so many different ways. I had a family thing come up. Family won out. After much soul searching, I decided to prioritize my wife. I mean, he can spin it a million different ways. How does he spin if he comes back to New England with Bill spitting in his face still?
This is all I've ever known. It's comfortable. Like, either way, it's going to be a crock and no one's going to believe him, or at least this show won't. But he'd look worse to me if he retired, because if he retires, this is better than playing for Bill and playing a few more years or another year when I still have something left in the tank and it will benefit my business, TB12, to keep playing and show that I have longevity. It'd be terrible for his business.
Well, you know what? Now that I'm just thinking this through a little bit. All the carrying on he has done about keeping playing and wanting to keep playing and playing to 45.
And he quits because he doesn't want to work for an a-hole anymore? It's a bad look.
That wouldn't look good. That wouldn't look good. Maybe you just changed my mind immediately, Murray. Either way.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, Mike. Yeah. I still think it's worse if he comes back. And I think the worst look for the Patriots is if he retires or takes a one-year deal somewhere else.
If he goes to Tampa, it looks horrible for the Patriots. You lost him to the freaking Buccaneers. And some dude with a stupid hat. Sorry, Murray. No offense. It's like, good God. All right, we continue. Brady, watch after Murray's update.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Right, it's Felger and Mass on Agenda Free Friday. I've been promising a giveaway. So, Jimmy owes me a beating about the face with a sausage. I'll give it to you right now. Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line. 617-931-0985 will score a pair of tickets to see WWE SummerSlam coming to the Garden for the first time in a decade on August 23rd. Don't miss Bray Wyatt, Roman Reigns, Charlotte Flair, Sasha Banks, and more. Tickets on sale today through tdgarden.com. The freebies are caller number 10 at the Pride Motor Group contest line. We continue with your thoughts on everything because it is an agenda-free Friday, so everything from the week that we've gotten to or have yet to get to, it is all up to you. How about Nick in Baldwinville back on the Brandon Carlo elbow to the head by the Panthers last night? Go ahead, Nick. Do I got him up there? Nick, Jimmy, can you pop him up there, line six for me? Hi, Nick. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Thanks. Yeah, it was a hit to the head, but it wasn't like it was Kadri headhunting for Wingles. And correct me if I'm wrong. This guy doesn't have the rep Cook had and Martian does have. You know, it felt like a double minor to me. I mean, game's over. That's it. I mean, come on, Mr. Edwards. It was bad. It wasn't that bad. You don't need to get your panties in a bunch.
Thank you. I just don't like the carrying on. It's elbowing. And, you know, the league, you know what I'm saying, Mez? There's still a two-minute minor penalty for elbowing.
Sure.
Okay? And every elbowing penalty is an elbow to the head. So maybe they should just eliminate that penalty, eliminate the two-minute minor for elbowing, and say, and, you know, eliminate elbowing, period. And meaning the penalty, and just say headshot, 5 minutes, you know, match penalty, game misconduct, major penalty, whatever. And just take out the 2 minute, because any elbow is going to be to the face, which is a headshot. And I think it might be a little confusing to people, but to me, that was intentional. It was dirty, but let's not summon Parliament to talk about violence in hockey and call 911. We're not Montreal. That's all I'm saying.
No, I get the subtlety of it, totally. And again, I to me, usually you see two guys going into a corner, one guy comes up with his elbow and hits a guy in the side of the head. I mean, to me, that's sort of how I envision an elbow. The thing that was different about this one is it hit him square on, right under the chin. I mean, popped him right in the face. Like, and so it looked bad. It looked bad. Now, again, to me, you know, a suspension, I would say, I thought it was deliberate, so I would say for a guy with no history, he should get a game. But I'm not losing my mind over it.
Thank you. I heard Barry Peterson say in the post game or between periods that used to be like a technique that was taught to keep a guy off your back going into the corner.
Totally.
You know, get your elbows up. So, you know, the world has changed, the game has changed, and it was a dirty play. But, you know, it's certainly not the worst we've ever seen. Mike and Nashua on the Brady Watch. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, so I listen to you guys all the time, and when he started the whole Brady Watch thing, what, 2 months ago? I said, I'm going to get sick of this, but it's been great.
I agree. Thank you.
Soap opera for football fans or something. But have you guys seen the odds from Vegas? It's still 1-2 that the Patriots are the, you know, going to keep Brady. But here's, and you guys touched on it, how could he go back to the Patriots without his tail between his legs?
Right. I think he's going to look like such a Sally if he goes back to the Patriots.
Totally.
Seriously, especially with, you know, what his people are saying about that first phone call. He's still treating you like crap, and you're going to come back? And then wait till you see the contract. Well, I know, you know it's going to be like, that's it?
Yeah, but you know what the spin will be, at least from most of the fans, is that, see, he did right by the team again. This is what he always did. Like, we'll get on him, and other people will, but by and large, he's not going to be looked at as like a giant puss if he comes back to the Pats.
I mean, I have always felt, if he comes back to New England on a one-year... let me rephrase. If he comes back to New England, period, somebody's getting castrated. Like, it's either him or Bill or Robert Kraft. One of them. One of them's getting castrated if he's back in New England.
Here's Bobby in the truck on the Bees. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, boys. So I want to preface this by saying that Sweeney's done a great job by signing his own guys to team-friendly deals. But Torey Krug, at his stature, I'd say anything more than 7-7 this upcoming summer, and I'd be extremely weary about the back end of that deal being a boat anchor like the one they just moved on from in David Backes.
Okay. 7 would scare me. But an AAV of 7, I think that's sort of what he's angling for. I want to call up right now, highest paid defenseman in the league, Maz. Would you talk for a second? Would you
sure.
pay Torey Krug?
So, look, I'm coming around on Krug more than I did. I have always felt with Krug, they should let him walk. Part of the reason you draft and develop, and even a guy like Grizzlick, and I'm not saying it's apples to apples, but part of the reason you do that is because you can't keep everybody. In fact, it's the primary reason you do it. You can't keep everybody, and eventually you have to let someone go that ideally you would like to keep. I think Krug is that guy. But the more I watch him, the more I like him. I mean, he's a hard guy not to like. And it's not just the offensive productivity. It's also that he's tough. He's a tough little... The only thing he doesn't have is size. So I thought he played his ass off last year in the postseason. I didn't think he could make it through that. I still question whether he could do it again, and I always will, just because of his size. So if the contract gets to be too high, I'm inclined to let him go. But I get more and more reluctant to do it every day.
I agree. I think he's also just a key part of who they are and the whole thing that they've become. So highest paid defenseman in the league, I'll go by cap hits, is Erik Karlsson, 11.5, Drew Doughty, 11. So, no. I mean, don't tell you, he can't be in that category. Even though some of his offensive production is gonna you know, in some cases, look like those guys, no. P.K. Subban at 9, I think, has turned into an overpayment. Ekman Larson in Arizona's 8.25. Brent Burns in San Jose is 8, who I love. I think is a much better two-way defenseman. Truba got 8 with the Rangers. John Carlson, who's just an offensive guy, got 8 in Washington. Hedman got 7-8. I'm telling you what, Krug might be looking at $8 million a year.
Well, so I'm looking at this guy who does he does like hockey info for the Bruins, Sean Hutchion on Twitter. He said, sources close to the situation for me, Krug asking for a 6-year deal worth $49 million.
I heard that earlier in the week, yeah.
So that's 8. You know that? I don't
too
know.
Too high.
I want to give it to him, but if John Carlson's making 8, he has the right to ask for 8. He does, just on his offensive, you know, that's, and I don't have the Carlson stats in front of me, but Carlson sucks in his own end.
He's what, 29? Is that his
Krug?
Age? Yeah.
I don't even know.
That's 6. It's the 6 years too. That I don't know. The end of that would kind of scare me.
To me, it's but like I'd like to keep him around 5 and 30.
I mean, I think he might get it if he goes to market. To me, he's a $7 million defenseman, and that's even high. But you know, and that $7 million puts him right around the 14th highest paid defenseman in the league. Mark Edward Vlasic in San Jose makes $7 million on the dot. He's the 14th highest paid defenseman. I think, to me, that's where I'd want to have Torey Krug. And not say I'm with you, Murray. 5 and 35 like that.
Yeah.
To me, that's, you know, to me that might be my ceiling for the Bruins. We continue long commercial free segment next on Agenda Free Friday on Felger and Maz, presented by DraftKings.
Boston's home for sports. Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com. Felger and Maz.
I love it.
You were right, Maz.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bored my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
It's a big deal anytime the Orange and the Tar Heels get together in a college hoop showdown. You recognize those three guys sitting across the court from us. Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, and Jimmy Fallon.
Star power in effect here at the Carrier Dome this afternoon.
Now, should we say former Patriot Tom Brady?
No. Can't say that yet.
Although when he was introduced before the game, you know we're in Buffalo Bills country here in central New York. He was roundly booed by all the Bills fans in the building.
To the point of the question, Jeff, do you read anything from what you saw into what you expect Brady to do in 2 weeks?
Absolutely not. No, I think Tom Brady, he's looking at all his options. I do not think he's coming back to New England. I think he is looking at other places and very seriously. And I think it would take a huge swell of change in New England, in my opinion, to bring Tom Brady back that direction. So I think he's already, and I think that's part of why it's so uncomfortable for Brady. And you kind of see that smirk, like not really knowing where to go with it. You know, how do you answer that question? But I think from the timeline that everything's kind of pushing to, I think Brady has kind of already made his decision that he is going to move on. Not necessarily where he's going to go, but that he is going to move on.
Okay, so that was the thing. It all blends together now. Last Saturday with Brady and Edelman at the Syracuse game. And that's Jeff Saturday's reaction to it. He thinks he's gone as well, but that whole thing with FaceTiming Vrabel from the Syracuse game, some people are now saying, well, that means the Tennessee's interest is bullcrap, because if it was real, why would they be so brazen about it? Maybe that feeds into the conspiracy maz that Vrabel and Brady are just playing a game, so, you know, they're using each other.
Helping each other out, right.
Vrabel's using Brady to drive down the price on Tannehill. He's using Brady to leverage Tannehill, and Brady's using Vrabel to leverage Belichick. And that, you know, the fact that they're so obvious about it is lending credence to it. Ben Volen just posted a story this afternoon on the Globe where he is, again, going through all the pieces around the league and also implying that he believes Brady's market is down. He does not have a strong market. And, I'm rooting for the player in this.
Me too.
Because I feel like, I don't know, I just...
You don't like the campaign.
I don't like the campaign on the part of the Patriots. And it's not the Patriots specifically, and it's not specifically in this case, because I'm not telling you all these guys are just, you know, doing the bidding of the team. I don't think that that's it. But I think this is what happens in these situations, right, Maz? That the team, you know, they're all trying to leverage each other, and then they're trying to get their thing out and their point of view. They're trying to leverage each other. So the Patriots are going to tell people, you know, the teams aren't interested in them like you think. You know, take a look at this, take a look at that, take a look at this, take a look at that. And, you know, the next thing you know, you can go through every team and build a real case why he's not going to go there, which is just what the Patriots want. And it's not a Patriots thing. It's not a Brady thing. I just root for the player when it comes to these battles against the team. That's all.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you know, it's an odd way to bring back a guy you want, right? Like, you sit there and say, well, who really wants him? I mean, you know, you kind of undercut his... It's like when you go to arbitration with your best players. You sit there and argue against why you should pay them because they suck, when the reality is they're worth every penny and you just don't want to pay them because you're playing the game, you know, and that's the business of it, which absolutely blows. So look, for me, and I admit there's a selfish part of this, the interest level, I just think it's so much more interesting. It's so much more entertaining if Brady moves on. Like, to me, that creates a multitude of storylines. So, you know, I'm hoping the Tennessee thing is real. That feels like one of the best authentic fits, but it's also possible that he and Vrabel are just yanking everybody around.
Well, Volen wrote about this very thing. I don't know if you had time to go through that article during the
commercial. Yeah, go ahead,
Murray. So this stood out to me. So he writes, the Vrabel FaceTime incident from last weekend was so brazen that I think it actually decreases the chances of Brady going to Tennessee. Vrabel said Friday on a national radio show he initiated the call with Brady and Edelman to give him some good-natured ribbing. If the Titans were going to get Brady, wouldn't they be a bit more coy about it? The Patriots could race to Roger Goodell's office with this video the minute Brady signs with Tennessee and charge him with tampering. Don't forget, Vrabel's tenure in New England as a player didn't end well, and I wonder whether he's just having a little fun to try to make Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick sweat this out.
So, I mean, it's possible. To me, Maz, even if Brady comes back, a robust market is more interesting. I'd be disappointed and I'd be left scratching my head if, and again, Volen's written about some of this, but some of the others have as well, that, I mean, their chief priority in Tennessee is really to get Tannehill at a better price.
Ugh.
Like, I mean, really? You got to be kidding me. Volan wrote that Tampa's real target is Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, someone else had that like a week ago, that Bridgewater would end up in Tampa.
I guess Bridgewater had a really big game against Tampa this year, lit him up or whatever. I don't even remember it. But he's 15 years younger than Brady. Went 5-0 as Drew Brees' fill-in this year, and that's the guy that they really want. Are you kidding? Like, that would be so lame to me. You got to be you. These teams, you've got a chance for a transformative all-time athlete in all of sports who still has something left, and you're going to pass him by because you want to get Tannehill at a better number, or you want Teddy effing Bridgewater? Like, that to me would be gross, and it would be disappointing, and I hope that's not the case.
Go ahead, Mario.
I think they're afraid of 43.
Exactly.
They're afraid of the age.
Yeah, and it's, look, I mean, what you're saying, and there are franchises out there that, again, Tennessee's never won anything, and Ryan Tannehill, like, are you really taking the cheese on 11 games with Ryan Tannehill or whatever the stupid number is? Like, I don't know how a team could possibly buy into that. But the problem now is, in the salary cap age and in the modern age, the whole idea of doing a short-term fix doesn't appeal to a lot of people. They run from it.
So, I mean, it would disappoint me if there's not a team willing to – I guess there's a chance. I mean, I guess there's some risk. I mean, it means you have to start over at quarterback in 2 years. So, like, I guess teams are reluctant to do that. But the upside of Tom Brady, who, if not in his prime, I know he's not in his prime, but still has, you know, still has winning football in him and good football in him, really good football in him. Then to have that guy, the chance to have that guy play for your team in your stadium and don your jersey, and you're going to pass that up? Because you want what? I mean, did I read in Volan's thing that Vegas is looking at Marcus Mariota? You know,
yeah, that's popped up today.
So you can have Marcus Mariota?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like, what's the matter with people?
I know,
like,
what, astonishing.
You got to be kidding me. So that's the only thing I would find gross that I would hate.
Did you see the last thing that Volan wrote though in this column?
Go ahead.
So I hadn't heard this anywhere else. One interesting nugget a league source has told me that Belichick is cognizant of the fact that many people will blame him if Tom Brady leaves, and he doesn't want to be known as the guy that ran Brady out of town. As much as Belichick doesn't seem to care about outside perception, most people will blame him for driving Brady away, and it would put a lot of heat on Belichick if Brady plays well elsewhere, or if the Patriots don't play well without Brady, especially because the Patriots don't have a great succession plan at quarterback. That's the first I'd heard that anywhere. He wouldn't give a rat's ass.
No. I mean, I'm just speculating, but I've said for a while, don't rule out Bill caving.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean, because he's human, yeah. And this is a big move.
Staring Andy Dalton in the face.
Yeah, and what do they mean, no great succession plan? Did he read Jeff Howe today? Yeah. Stidham's velocity went up 11% for crying out loud.
But so, again, right, that could easily be ownership. You know, that could easily be the team saying, hey, Bill ain't so hot on this idea either. Like, you know, I don't totally buy that either. I'm so much willing to accept and entertain bullcrap coming from a player's side, Maz, than I am from an owner's side. And this isn't just the Patriots or the Crafts. This is all teams, because they all have the upper, especially in that league, they all have the upper hand over their players, and they all have the media in the palm of their hand. And it's like, Brady ain't no little guy, but in this case he is. You know, in this case he is. He is fighting the man. And so I know that sounds silly to come from a guy in Brady's position, but that's sort of how I view it. I view him as a little guy in this spot.
Well, yeah, it's the millionaire versus the billionaire.
So I know it's silly, but I mean, what can I tell you? I hope Brady's people are right, and all the stuff coming out of the Patriots is bullcrap. I hope there's a lot of good teams that are after him that he's going to bank. He's going to crush it when he goes to free agency, and he's going to flip Bill the double birds. I hope that happens.
See, you can bite back to giving him the finger on the way out the door.
That's it. All right. Chris Gasper will join us next hour. We'll get to your calls next hour. It's Agenda Free Friday, presented by Bernardi Auto Group. Bernardi for life, BernardiAutoGroup.com. No commercials here, just a quick update.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.